ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in Game Time Decisions here on this Wednesday, now January 17th. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on the Sports Grid Network as getting ready for a big night here on the hardwood, both college basketball, where we've got 44 games slated for action, and of course, the NBA in full effect here this evening. And we've got a lot of great head-to-head matchups that we're going to talk about, including a game that features the new look Toronto Raptors. And I say new look because they've already made one major trade this season when they dealt OG there, Anunoby, to the Knicks, and they got in return RJ Barrett. They got Emmanuel Quigley. Well, they weren't done. They told us they weren't done restructuring that entire roster. And what they ended up doing then was saying bye-bye to Pascal Siakam, who is now headed to the Indiana Pacers in a deal built pretty much around, I believe, three first-round picks in the future. And the Pacers, boy, oh, boy, that's a real interesting team now, is it not? He goes to the Indiana Pacers. The Raptors, in return, are getting Bruce Brown, Jordan Nowra, Kira Lewis, and a few first-round picks in the near future over the next couple of years. And then, of course, the Pelicans, they got involved in this too, and they've got a few cash considerations, to say the least. So we've got a little something going on here in the NBA in which we are all, who knows, the trade deadline's not even done yet, as we welcome in our radio audience here from around the country on this Wednesday. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and of course, we've got plenty of games going on in the association tonight. Loaded slate in college basketball. We do have just a handful of games in the NHL. And why is that? Well, one of the games got canceled because of weather there, as the Chicago Blackhawks taking on the Buffalo Sabres. And they, of course, had to postpone the game. It seems familiar in that part of the country right now, does it not? Where it feels like the weather, some of the worst that we have seen all year long, and it's causing all sorts of travel delays. It's been an issue, to say the least here. But they are hoping to be able to get that game in tomorrow. So that'll leave us with just two. That is right, two of the games remaining on the schedule tonight in the NHL. But we got more going on here because, if you guys haven't forgotten, there is quite an interesting NFL slate of games that are going to be coming up here this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. And I, for one, am looking very, very, I'm excited for what's going to happen in Buffalo against the Kansas City Chiefs. That game is going to be Sunday, the late game. And we've got to hope, because believe it or not, once again, the weather as evident by the cancellation in this game. The weather looks like it is going to be a problem maybe once again. So we are going to have to keep our fingers crossed and hope that there are no more cancellations, delays, pushbacks, or anything of that nature, because the weather appears to be playing a role, probably not just in Buffalo, but it looks like Baltimore and even out west in the Bay Area there, as San Francisco getting ready to take on the Green Bay Packers. That game, too, a little bit worried about some heavy winds in that game might play a role or an issue in the what the scoring is going to be, which is why it is always important to understand this time of year with these outdoor games what it is that we are looking at here. But all in all, I know Detroit won't have any weather issues. That's because that game is indoors. And the big question everyone seems to be asking in that game coming up this weekend is, what exactly are we getting from the Tampa Bay Bucs? Did the Tampa Bay Bucs show us how good they were against the Eagles and what the future might hold? Or did the Eagles show us just how pathetic and ridiculous they really are here? Nothing is settled in that game, as the market has not pushed it to 7, as you can see on the board there, still 6.5. I don't believe it's going to get to a touchdown at any point, but the total is also something that we are keeping a close eye on. 48 was what the original line was when it opened. It does appear that we think Baker Mayfield and what we've seen him do over the last month with the core of wide receivers they have should have no problem putting up some points against that secondary of Detroit, and vice versa. There's a lot of people believe that the Detroit Lions, along with Jared Goff and those receivers, should have no problem taking shots and moving the ball against this Tampa Bay Bucs defense. I have my doubts with both of those scenarios for a few reasons, including the fact that we just watched Detroit score 3 points in the second half of the game against the Rams, a Rams defense in which, if we're being honest, not as good as this Tampa Bay Bucs defense. But what they did do was they made the necessary adjustments that they needed to make in order to take away what Jared Goff and the Lions were doing well. So I'm not quite sure that we are going to get this wild and crazy shootout in Detroit there in that game. I do think maybe the defenses have a lot more success in that one than the offenses, but it's worth seeing whether or not that game, does it get to a touchdown? Will the market push Detroit? Do you believe Detroit is a touchdown better than the Tampa Bay Bucs on their own home turf? A lot still to be determined about that game. And then, of course, it's kind of hard for me to believe that we have not one, but two almost double-digit dogs that we're going to be breaking down coming up this hour. C.J. Stroud of the Houston Texans and, of course, Jordan Love of the Green Bay Packers. Both are heading to the number one seeds, and both are not getting a whole lot of respect in the marketplace, are they? Given the fact that we've got almost a 10-point, hard to believe, a 10-point dog with two of the better quarterbacks that we have seen over the last month.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Month of the season. There are no more frauds in the NFL playoffs. They are all bounced. There is no more Pittsburgh. There is no more Eagles or Cowboys or Cleveland. No, no. What's left are the six best quarterbacks, the eight best quarterbacks, I think, over the last month of the season. It's a quarterbacks league. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around giving those quarterbacks double digits. We'll talk more about that as Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in the Game Time Decisions here on this Wednesday here. We've got plenty going on in the world of sports here tonight, especially on the hardwood, and nobody better to break it all down for us than one coach, James Young, in the house, ready to roll on what is a fantastic card here, coach, not just in college, but I believe in the NBA as well. And I'd like to start there because we just learned at the top of the hour, welcome to a brand new look Raptors, who in just a few short weeks has completely changed the makeup of this team. And they told us they were not done trading. Anunoby is a New York Knick now, and it looks like, of course, Pascal Siakam is on his way to the Pacers here. A whole lot of draft picks. I believe Bruce Brown was included in that one as well. So give me your thoughts on this news here, and who, if anybody, you think wins this trade, both short-term and long-term?
I kind of go back to the OG trade, Joe. I think they both won, right? I mean, let's take it first for Indiana's perspective, right? Indiana, dynamic offensively. And I think with Siakam, I think it becomes, dare I say, scarier offensively because of the ability of Siakam could be a point forward, could put Haliburton off the ball, which makes it intriguing, but also one of the more athletic forwards that can run the lanes. So now you have a souped-up charger running the lane or the guy that can drive the ball. So I think that's interesting, and it's a huge upgrade. Shout-out to Obi Toppin. I said on my podcast before, Obi Toppin went from wanting to get time and backing up Randall to going to Indiana, playing well, not playing D, going to the bench, now you're barely playing at all. Shout out to Obi. Obi's probably real happy right now, but that's not important. But I think the bigger thing, Joe, is defensively, people got to remember, Siakam, when he got to this league, Joe, was a stopper. He was a defender, a really good defender can guard you, maybe not 1-4, but 2-4, 2-5, Pascal Siakam's a top-notch defender. So the biggest weakness they had was on the defensive side of the ball, having a stopper on the wing. Well, now you just addressed that. Now, are they better than the Sixers? No. Are they better than Milwaukee? No. Are they better than Boston? No. Are they better than the Knicks? I don't think so. But they're better. They're competitive. They got a stopper. And Joe, with only 2 of the 3 picks that they gave up was theirs, they're positioned now with more picks, right? And they didn't include Bennett Mathurin, and they didn't include Jarris Walker. That means there could be, maybe not now, unless maybe you throw a Bad Buddy in the trade, you could make another move for another piece down the road because you got tradable assets. Other side, Toronto, they took OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, and turned it into Barrett, quickly, Bruce Brown, who I think is going to get flipped again because I think he can go to a contender who could use a 3 and D guy, a cheaper version of OG, Philadelphia maybe, you know, Lakers maybe, right? And then you turn around, you're Jordan Nwora who could score, right? And then you got four first-round picks. So besides you did a good job retooling it, and I don't think he's done yet because I do think Bruce Brown will fetch him something, maybe a young piece and a pick. Maybe not a first-round pick, maybe a couple of second-round picks or high second-round picks. I think both teams, Joe, did very, very well in this trade.
Yeah, well, certainly. I mean, and when I heard the trade, because first thing I thought about is you were talking about a Pacers team that's got all the scoring talent in the world, but they're 26 defensively, Coach. That changes with Pascal Siakam because he will make them a better defensive team. And it's ironic that they've actually been better defensively without Haliburton on the court, but something's got to give, right? But having Siakam on that court now, how dangerous is this Indiana team to make a run this year, do you think?
It all depends on their half-court defense, Joe, because you know it and I know it. Generally, it slows down in the playoffs, right? Half-court basketball becomes paramount, and the ability to get stops becomes important. Very rarely has a team that's been as bad as them make a run. But I don't know, Joe. I mean, they've beaten Boston. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the Bucks don't even want to see them play. You know what I'm saying? So they got parts. I'm just curious. Like, it would be interesting if they said, you know what? I like Benedict Mathurin. I like Jairus Walker. Take those two and Bad Buddy with someone else. Pick a trade and go get a two guard. Like, go get a guy that can knock down shot. I mean, here's an interesting one. I don't know how much it will cost him. I'd be curious if Zach LaVine played better defense. That would be an interesting guy I would see on Indiana. Tall, athletic, could get his shot. Problem is he don't play no goddamn defense, right? So there's gonna be guys, you know, that could make it interesting. But they're gonna be a team that's gonna be at the very least, Joe, very exciting to watch the next couple of years.
We had some tragic news out earlier today regarding the Golden State Warriors, who their assistant coach has passed away at age 46 after suffering a heart attack while they were out to a team meal, it seems, Coach, and he had a medical emergency and unfortunately passed away. They canceled the game against Utah here tonight, and as if the Warriors don't have enough trying to figure out what's going on, now they lose a 46-year-old assistant coach. It's just tragic all the way around here, but you got to wonder, what is the psyche of this Golden State team moving forward? Everything that we've read and heard about them leading up to this week was that they were on the verge of cracking anyway. Just a terrible story. And you got to wonder if this is the end of the Golden State Warriors as we once knew them.
You know what, Joe? It's a shame that what happened. You know, when you think about it, you know, I was a high school coach when I lost a kid, Albert Martin, a kid that I mentored, and we lost Albert 11 years ago, I would say, to a heart attack on the floor, and it's something that's hard to recover from as a kid, as an adult, as a coach, a guy that was very well respected, not just by his team, but this was a global guy. Like, and you're seeing a lot more, Joe, European guys come over to the States and coach because of the the European style of basketball so much more, I'm going to be honest with you folks, and people may not like what I'm about to say, more finesse and definitely more fundamentally based and with thinking with their mind more than their athletic ability than what we do in the States. So teams are bringing over these guys, and it's such a shame that we lost this guy at the age of 46, as you and I both around the same age, I'm 47. Like, that's some scary stuff to hear, and it makes you want to know that no matter how old you are, like, you got to go to your doctor. You got to get to your cardiologist. You got to get your EKGs. You know, I'm a black male. I got to go get my prostate checked once a year. Like, we're not invisible, folks. So make sure you're doing the right thing here. But in regard to the Warriors, unfortunately, I thought they were done way before this. I think there's too much trouble there. I think Klay Thompson is gone. Wiggins has not been the same. Draymond got his money and doesn't care.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So this is just another bad break for a team that's the dynasty's over.
Yeah, next game scheduled for Friday. No word on whether that'll take place. We'll have more next on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside the coach, James Young, ready to roll here in the NBA. If you're just joining us, of course, the big news today regarding Pascal Siakam now on his way to be an Indiana Pacer. So I am sure, more to come out about this. But in the meantime, coach, what is the line done for the New York Knicks game here tonight? I believe that they've got an opportunity here to kind of flex a little bit against the Houston Rockets. And I love your Knicks in this spot. The question is, Jalen Brunson going? Is he not going? What's the deal here against the Rockets? Because the total keeps rising. I thought the Knicks were playing defense.
Well, the total is rising, but the key is that Jalen Brunson is in the starting lineup, points prop at 27.5 at even money.
Ooh.
That's a lot. What I would always look for with the Knicks is, as of late, is Jalen Brunson's assist total. It's at 6.5 tonight, minus 140. He's being used differently now, Joe, in the fact that we talked about with DiVincenzo and OG Anunoby, they space the floor better than RJ Barrett. Secondly, because it's no quickly, number two, he has the ball in his hands more, right? Barrett, quickly, ISO guys, one-on-one guys, right? OG, DiVincenzo, Grimes, shooters. So at least more assists. So I don't have it as one of my plays tonight, but over 6.5 assists at minus 140 is something to take a look at. I would dare say even an 8-plus assist at plus 135 should be part of your rotation. And then I would also look at the points for OG Anunoby at 14.5. He's starting to settle in, Joe, right? He's starting to settle in with this team. And the Houston team, and think about it, I think it's given up, I think, 120 points or more in every game of this road trip. I mean, they lost in Boston. They lost in Philly. I mean, the only one they had on the road trip was Detroit. And it was 122-120. And this is the last game of the road trip. And you know what happens in the last game of road trips, right, Joe? You're in New York City. You're having a good time a little bit? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was six. It was 6.5 and went to 7. Knicks covered the spread tonight.
Yes. Love it. All right. He's back in the New York Knicks here. And just to follow up, I thought maybe the line would move a little bit more here since Toronto lost its most senior and best player. But Miami's in town here. I'm seeing 3 here now, Coach. 3.5 as that starts to creep up here. I don't even know what would you do with a team like Toronto now? Are they a fade because too much change too quickly, or with Quigley and, of course, you know, Barrett, maybe not a bad situation to look to back him at home?
Well, you got to look at the fact that, number one, Hero's back, Bam's back,
yep.
Jimmy Butler's back, Lowry's playing. So all the Heat guys are in the lineup. Now, here's the interesting thing, Joe. The news of Siakam being moved started technically last night. So I think this line is based off of they thought he was going to get moved today, right? I had it when I talked to Kowski, set my plays in. I had the money line minus 160. It's minus 150 on FanDuel. Shop around, get your best bet out of that. I think Miami wins. I think Miami needs to get rolling. Transition phase here. For a team like Toronto, give me the Miami Heat on a money line tonight.
Ooh, I kind of like the way you're going there, Coach. What are we doing with the Celtics here tonight? Doesn't look like you're looking at maybe the full game, but maybe a prop or two in this one.
Yeah, for me, I'm just gonna keep it simple, and I'm gonna just go with Jason Tatum. Over his points prop. I think it's at 28.5. Jason Tatum, obviously, I'm worried about the actual spread, Joe. If you want to do something with the spread, maybe you want to go, you know, first half or something like that, or first quarter. But I'm going to go with Tatum over 27.5 points. I think this is a spot where it's ready. It's a good scoring Tatum versus a bad defensive team. Boston's starting five is banged up. So maybe the usage rate goes up tonight for Tatum. And here's the thing, 27.5 points, Joe, he can have this thing midway through the third quarter because they're going to score and score bunches. Give me over 27.5 tonight for Jason Tatum.
Ooh, all right. That leaves us one game that you have focused on here. It's a boatload of points here, Coach. I mean, the Pelicans are laying, what, a dozen against Charlotte? Does it matter? Should we be worried? How are you approaching this one?
No, it shouldn't matter. I mean, not really. They're going to crush them. I know Charlotte's got LaMelo back, but they're so bad. And that, I want to say this. That's going to be a team to watch as a team like Charlotte, because they have guys, Scary Terry, Gordon Hayward, PJ Washington, Nick Richards. They got a bunch of guys that I would suspect should be moved at the deadline. I know it is a lot of points to lay, but this New Orleans team is starting to play better, and I can't get in front of Charlotte right now. Give me the New Orleans Pelicans minus 11.
All right, Coach, let's maneuver over to college hoops here tonight. A lot of great, very well-known matchups here, including the Kentucky Wildcats, who are back home, but licking their wounds here a little bit after losing on the road to A&M. Now they got Mississippi State to deal with here. 6.5, Coach, is what I'm seeing. What are you thinking?
Well, think about the fact that they, 2 Saturdays ago, they went on the road and they won outright as a 2.5-point underdog at Florida. They just went on the road 3.5 as an underdog and lost by 5 in overtime. So not a bad loss to a Texas A&M team, which Buzz Williams and their team plays really hard, especially at College Station. I look at Mississippi State as a team playing Kentucky that I think is the best team in the SEC. They've won 7 out of the last 8 games. You're starting to get better play out of DJ Wagner. DJ Wagner, bro, he's a fourth best guard on the team. Like Shepard, Dillingham, you know, Reeves, then Wagner. And then you got the big boy, the monster, Bradshaw. Too much Kentucky tonight. It was kind of reminiscent of last night when it was Florida versus Tennessee and it was 9 and they blew them out. Same thing happens tonight. Give me the Wildcats minus 6.5.
Ooh, going Wildcats, getting it done. And our boy, Chris Beard, Ole Miss, catching 3.5 against LSU. Why, Coach? Why? Make it make sense.
It doesn't make sense. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, okay, like this should be Ole Miss favored by a couple of points, yada, 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 so on and so forth. And then I look and I'm like, wait, they're getting 3.5 points? And this is what happens, folks. There's so much parity in college basketball, but there's also the fact of teams that go on the road tend to struggle. I think Chris Beard is doing – him and Shaheen Holloway are probably doing the 2 best jobs in the country right now with teams that no one expected much out of them at all. An LSU team, right, that is 10-6, but who have they played, right? And don't look at the loss at Tennessee and be like, all right, Ole Miss is done. It was everything went wrong versus everything went right. Chris Beard is too good of a coach. I could take him on the money line, but why do it? I'll just take the 3.5 as protection in case they lose a tight one. But I think Ole Miss steals it at LSU.
Ooh, look like getting it done. And what about OU? Probably not in a really good mood tonight at home against West Virginia. That's unfortunate for West Virginia here tonight. No, Coach?
Yep. Yeah. They are in, what does Charles Barkley say? Well, they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. They're the worst team in that league. They're going to Norman. They just got spanked over the weekend at home to Kansas. They're going to be in such a lovely mood tonight in Norman, Oklahoma, that they're going to be nice enough to beat West Virginia by 20. The same West Virginia team that, folks, I coached at Monmouth, and they've done, King's done a great job with Monmouth this year. Xander's been fantastic. They're up to Monmouth by 4 at the break, at home. You're going to now think that they're going to go play Oklahoma on a loss? And you get this, Joe. You get these teams that get embarrassed, particularly at home, and they come back the next home game. If it's a lesser opponent, you punch them in the mouth. And for me, when you have these teams, especially in the Big 12, where it's so hard to win on the road, even at home, it's tough. You got to bludgeon the bad teams. Great team versus bad team. Great team beats up bad team. Give me Oklahoma minus points. And one last one, Joe. I had to do it.
Go.
Shout out to my guy, Andrew Toole, Andy Toole. We've been friends for 25, 30 years. Bobby Moe. I'm going with Bobby Moe minus 8.5 at home. I just saw him over the weekend, hit a game winner, and win by at the buzzer, right? I think it's for Purdue Fort Wayne, I'm not mistaken. Well, they're playing Detroit, who is 0-18, 2-8 against the spread the last 10 games, and the same thing that Bobby Moe beat at the buzzer, they lost by 35. And the line is 8.5. Give me Bobby Moe minus 8.5. For you guys who don't know, if you don't know Bobby Moe, that's Robert Morris. For you guys who don't know that.
RM tonight, getting it done by JY, James Young, outstanding as always, Coach. We certainly appreciate the time here. Know you're going to cash those tickets. We'll be back. More Game Time Decisions coming up next year on the grid. Cash a coach like this.
Sports. You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Much going on this week here, in addition to, of course, college basketball and the NBA. We do have a few more football games that have to be played in the NFL, and we are off and running on the PGA Tour here as the American Express is next up, and who better to help us navigate through this tournament than our good friend Brady Cannon stepping in here. And listen, Brady, I rewatched our segments from last week, and I kept going. I thought you said Grayson Murray. I was looking for it at what, 500-1? Yeah. I don't quite think he made the cut. So,
man.
My goodness, what a tournament that turned out to be, and what a tournament this looks like it's going to be.
Yeah, a couple of crazy ones here in a row, possibly. You know, the American Express is, I believe, for me, one of the hardest handicaps there is, one of the most unpredictable tournaments. You know, and you get guys like Grayson Murray, 500. You know, it wasn't that long ago that nobody knew about this kid, Adam Long, that took down Phil Mickelson on Sunday and cashed for 300-1. Hudson Swafford, I think he's won here twice, and, you know, that's about all he's ever done. I mean, there are some, and then, of course, last year you get what's supposed to happen, and John Rahm wins it as the favorite. So it's really kind of all over the map at the American Express. They play three different golf courses. It's a pro-am. So, you know, the first 3 days you're playing with an amateur, it takes you 6 hours to finish. It's a birdie fest. It's kind of a weird tournament, you know, from that standpoint. Maybe that translates into why it's very difficult to bet. But, you know, this, and I've mentioned this with you before, Joe, the 2 weeks in Hawaii and then here at the Amex is kind of my preseason. I use these events to kind of get a feel for how guys are going, the return to action and whatnot, and also trying to, you know, work myself into a mid-season form and get my handicap, you know, polished up before we get into the meat of the season. So this is my final week of that quote-unquote preseason for me, where I just kind of dabble in a few outrights. And then next week when we get to Torrey Pines, I'll get in further into the head-to-heads and the top 20s and all that good stuff.
So it's a very strong field. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of guys in the top 25, top 50, obviously. Rahm won't be here to defend it because he's unavailable right now. But wasn't this like the old Bob Hope Classic or something along those lines, where out in Palm Springs in a play? The guys swear by it. They absolutely love this. But what kind of course are we talking about here?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Joe. The old Bob Hope. And I still like to call it the Bob Hope. I mean, you're right. That was a classic. And then it's followed up by what used to be called the Crosby, the Bing Crosby. You know, these two guys would host all their friends. And now, you know, Pebble Beach is obviously still Pebble Beach. And that's going to be, what do they call it, an elevated event, a signature event this year on tour. And you're also correct in saying the field is pretty loaded for the American Express this year. One of the best fields we've seen, Scottie Scheffler, Jason Day, Wyndham Clark, Schauffele, Cantlay. No, it's looking pretty good. The courses you play, La Quinta Country Club, the tournament, the Nicklaus Tournament course at PGA West, and then the Stadium course, which is a Pete Dye design. Each player plays each course once for the first 3 days, and then Sunday's all decided at the Stadium course. That's the hardest of the three. That's the one where we have the most statistical information. There's not a whole lot here as far as driving the ball. You want to drive the ball well. Obviously, you don't want to be erratic, but accuracy and distance don't matter too much. Just get the ball out there and get it in play. And then from there on in, it's about approach shots. And anytime you've got a birdie fest going on, it's going to be about draining a lot of putts. Most of my guys that I landed on this week are pretty darn good putters. I started out with Sungjae Im at 21-1. He's just been a machine here. He never seems to finish worse than top 15. He's been here five times. The worst he's ever done is 18th. He's always like 10th, 12th, 11th. So, you know, hopefully he's in that neighborhood again and has a chance to kick down the door on Sunday. My second choice was Eric Cole, who's really a birdie machine, you know, coming off of the Rookie of the Year honor for the PGA Tour last year. He was number one in tour in a number of categories involving making birdies. He makes a lot of them. He's a fantastic putter. You know, he's done well for a couple weeks in a row in Hawaii, and I think this course is actually a better fit for his game. So went with Eric Cole, and then Adam Hadwin, really Bob Hope or the American Express specialist, if you will. He's got a number of top 10 finishes, and including a couple of runner-ups. Fantastic putter. Been playing pretty well recently as we wind down the end of last year and now into this year as well. And then I went a little deeper down the board. Hadwin was 50-1. Went a little deeper to Cam Davis at 70, and I've seen him a lot shorter. I've seen his price come down. I think there's some sharp play on the Australian Cam Davis. He was on a tear at the end of last year, finished top 10 in five out of his last seven starts, and he had a couple of flash rounds in Hawaii, too, where he went really low. I think he could catch a heater here, and this, I think, is a birdie fest for a guy that makes a lot of birdies. Could be good for him. And then a couple of even longer bombs I went with. Our good buddy Joe, you know, I'd lose my wise guy card if I didn't at least make a play every now and then on Bo Hostler. Went with Bo Hostler at 81. Another guy that you remember, another guy that was red hot down the stretch last year. A lot of top 10 finishes. A birdie fest is perfect for this guy. He's done well here in the past. And then a guy that finished sixth here last year, and I think is another birdie fest type guy, just comes off of a win at the Worldwide Technology in Mexico back in November, is Eric Van Rooyen. And he could be our triple-digit guy of the week. Let's make it three in a row. I got him at 105-1.
Oh, let me ask you one quick question. We talked about this guy last week, and we were shocked how he got steamed on the board before the first round. And he played really on the first page of the leaderboard was Montgomery. Vegas guy by your neck of the woods, finished, I think, top five last year here. Also hanging around, what, that 50-60-1 shot? You got to let me know if there's any big bets on him before they tee off, because there certainly was last week at the Sony.
Yeah, and you know, rightly so. He competed there, like you say. He was around for a minute, kind of dropped off on the final day on Sunday. I think I was on him here at the American Express last year. This guy's going to win a tournament sometime. Yes. He was really hot around this time of year last year, and then he kind of cooled off. But this could be the tournament where he heats up again because, like I say, birdie fest, you need a good flat stick. This guy's one of the best putters in the entire field, Taylor Montgomery. So I'll let you know if I see some steam on him. But no, I wouldn't argue with a play on Taylor Montgomery here at this venue at all.
Love it. All right, so let's switch to the NFL because there's some interesting storylines going on here. But I think the marketplace and these numbers are extremely interesting. You know, Brady, we don't have any more frauds left. The eight remaining teams, to me, it's a quarterback league, and you'd be hard. These are the eight best quarterbacks over the last month of the season, I think, by far. I'm not laying double digits with these quarter. I mean, I can't fade Stroud or Love and just think they're going to get blown out with how they've been playing. It's tough to lay those bigger numbers there with San Francisco and Baltimore.
I totally agree with you, Joe. And Stroud and Love specifically, I think they have such high ceilings that they can keep their teams mm-hmm. hanging around in ball games. Now, you know, conversely, the Baltimore Ravens have shown an affinity. You know, I mean, they're a pretty darn complete team. And what I'm getting at here is they have shown the ability to compete with very good offenses. They shut down the Miami Dolphins. You know, they handled San Francisco pretty well. They beat up on the Detroit Lions, the Seattle Seahawks. So, you know, and I think Houston is a darn good offense, you know, of course, anchored by that stud behind center. I just love this kid. He's such a welcome addition to the NFL. And I've made a lot of money betting on Houston this year. I didn't know if I was off or if the books were, but I guess I was more right than they were with my line that I made for last week's game against the Browns. I had the Texans as a slight favorite. And once again, this week, I have them as a shorter dog. My power ratings come to 6.5, not 9.5. And when I crunch the stats on all four of these games this week, it all comes up in favor of the underdog. And that kind of worries me a little bit. My power ratings are pretty close to where the lines are at the open or what have you, or where they are currently. But this Ravens-Texans one was the one that was most off. And I've noticed that. I think I have the Houston Texans rated higher than most people, and so far I've been correct. It could change this week. I think last week they knew that was a game they can win. I'm not sure if they have that mentality this week, but I'm with you, Joe. I can't lay it. I did play the Ravens on a money line parlay with the 49ers and the Lions, but I'd probably take this before I laid it. That feels risky because you know how it is as well. You go into this second week and everybody's high on the teams that pulled off the upset. Oh, they're on a roll. They're going to, you know, and I don't want to fall into that trap either. I mean, you know, Baltimore could do what they did to Miami and Detroit and all the rest and just steamroll this team. But I played it safe. I actually did play a 10-point teaser where I went the other way and took the Texans to 19. You know, I think this total has come down from 45 or so down to 43.5 or whatever it is. I mean, if I'm catching almost 20 points, I think I'll be okay. And C.J. Stroud will keep us competitive.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of the future quarterbacks of this league are playing or remaining, I think, here. I think you want to take a big snapshot of what the future in the NFL looks like. These eight teams, I think, are a pretty good indicator of what we've got. Are you leaning one way or the other with Buffalo and Kansas City? Obviously, the game, everyone is going to the two heavyweights going at it here on Sunday night.
I think this one, you know, from a betting perspective, you can say, okay, I'm going to tease Kansas City up. That's probably the easiest answer. But I do believe it is a very tough game to figure out. You know, it seems that Kansas City kind of has Buffalo's number, especially in the playoffs, a little same season revenge here. Kansas City has a massive rest advantage. You know, they played last Saturday. And then, of course, Buffalo plays on Monday. They get that game moved because of the weather. So Buffalo's on a short week here. And then, you know, the narrative out there, Buffalo's finally got him at home. Patrick Mahomes finally going on the road for a playoff game. You know, and I made the number 3. My power ratings came to 3. That was kind of immediately taken, but we're not necessarily seeing it go yet back to 3. That tells me that the wise guys are probably siding with the dog here, of course, taking the 3, and you don't want to take the 2.5 at this point. But the fact that it's stuck there tells me something. The Buffalo Bills, you know, they have a lot of injuries, unfortunately, especially on defense. I think Gabe Davis is a real key for this team, and I don't know if he's going to be back until possibly the Super Bowl if they make it that far. But we know about that Kansas City defense. We know about how, I mean, they shut down the Miami offense and their receivers. if Buffalo is missing Gabe Davis, I think that just puts...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
That much more pressure on the rest of the receiving core. I think you're in for a real good one, probably low point total. I would probably lean towards the under here. And I think Kansas City teased to 8.5 is the easiest way to go. I don't really have a great feel for who's going to come out the winner.
Yeah, I'm going to make it simple. I'm teasing Kansas, and I'm backing Buffalo on the money line. I'm going to drink as much bourbon as humanly possible and hope it lands somewhere in between there. Brady Cannon, always a pleasure, my man. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Neri. We look to close out this first hour, getting ready for the opening tip around not only the NBA, but of course, college basketball has some absolutely huge games getting ready to go off here tonight as conference play off and running here this season. But you got to look forward to number one, newly crowned, by the way, number one in the country. How about UConn, huh? How about them Huskies? They are looking to continue their winning ways here tonight against number 18, Creighton. That's going to be in Storrs, Connecticut here. And really, this is, they have been phenomenal. They are now, what, 15-2 on the season, 5-1. They have gone unbeaten since that opening loss against Seton Hall back on December 20th. They just beat down Georgetown on Sunday, 80-67. And because everybody else that was in the top five managed to lose somehow last week, UConn remains standing here as Dan Hurley loving it. Once again, he's got these guys primed and ready to go here tonight. Also, Klingon, I believe, is back here. Donovan Klingon is, they said, has a good opportunity. He's going to be taking warm-ups tonight and could very well play in this game, and that is great news for UConn, not great news for Creighton. That's just one of the many games here we're going to be keeping an eye on when we come back, as we've got much more to discuss with the NFL divisional round coming up. But, of course, plenty of NBA, plenty of college hoops, just a couple of NHL games, but storylines around the world of sports, and we will get to them all. In case you missed any of this past hour, don't worry, you don't have to go very far. We'll be back, and we will reset it for you, get you ready for a great night of hoops coming up next year on Game Time Decisions.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.